When your country ignores a food crisis, then what? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, food shortages in Nigeria come as a 1-2 punch amidst Boko Haram attacks. But we'll tell you how the gospel and aid are helping. And then, the stats are staggering for women and orphans in Guatemala who've experienced abuse. So is there hope? We'll answer both these questions and more today on Mission Network News. We'll start today with the Nigerian government that says the UN is making a mountain out of a molehill when they describe a severe hunger crisis in northeast Nigeria. Last Friday, the United Nations launched a $1 billion funding appeal for the food shortage in three Nigerian states. Just over 5 million people face some kind of food insecurity. Greg Kelly with World Mission was just at an internally displaced persons camp in northern Nigeria and saw firsthand the need. He shared these thoughts from the camp.
There's 1,600 people, half of them children, who have lost everything. Many of the children are orphaned. So just the basic necessities of survival are needed. The food, clothing, detergent.
So they're bringing aid, both physical and spiritual.
We brought the Word of God, we brought supplies, we brought rice, and we brought other basic necessities of survival, and they've been so appreciative.
World Mission's audio Bibles called Treasures started encouraging believers in the camp immediately.
We just met an amazing brother who's from the military, who's actually teaching at this camp, and he's a follower of Jesus, and we gave him a treasure, and he was so thankful. He's organizing listening groups right now in this IDP camp.
And your support really does matter for this gospel and humanitarian ministry in Nigeria. If you want to learn how you can help, go to missionnews.org. And as Christians get ready to celebrate the birth of Jesus, ministries are also celebrating and encouraging others to join in the Great Commission in unique ways. SOAR International is no exception, as they collect gifts for Stuff a Stocking and other projects for their ministry in Russia. The full list can be found at our website. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says,
Christmas provides a unique opportunity that SOAR has to reach the people of Russia with the gospel. Christmas is a holiday they celebrate and one that they acknowledge, and so it opens a door to allow us to reach a little bit more than we normally would.
But this year, ministries in Russia have something new to consider, Russia's anti-proselytizing law. SOAR is seeking God's wisdom as they wait to see how things might change for them. So even as you pray for impact from the Christmas initiatives, would you also pray for guidance?
The anti-proselytizing law is one that is hard to fully understand how it will impact. There's a lot of nuances with the law, a lot of different ways it could be interpreted. And so the prayer is one that the freedoms it should still allow remain freedoms.
And when it comes to rescuing girls trapped in human trafficking, long-term commitment is a must. Mike Duras of Orphan Outreach says,
when you look at the issue of orphanages and providing care for orphans, a high percentage of particularly the girls, but also boys, but particularly girls, have been sexually abused.
In Guatemala, 8 out of every 10 women have experienced some sort of abuse. Duras believes that caring for victims must go further than just providing shelter. First, there should be therapeutic services. Orphan Outreach is now working with ministry leaders in Guatemala to develop a network of wraparound care with local churches.
The church is the perfect vehicle for that. And so we're really going to challenge the Church of Guatemala to adopt a girl and then pour into them and provide resources, support, prayer, to help the girl reintegrate successfully back into their community.
Would you pray for Orphan Outreach and the ministry partners?
Pray for strength and also for wisdom. Because these issues and the pain that these kids have gone through, it takes a lot of wisdom to know how best to meet their needs on a daily basis. Prayer is such a powerful force in providing for these kids.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So how do sewing machines, wells, and ducks stop trafficking and terrorism? Christian Aid Mission is offering those items in a Christmas gift catalog to help national ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the catalog at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.